A wife, mother, professional asks, I've been on a path of awakening and expansion lately. I feel this in most areas of my life, except for my relationship with my husband. We've been married for many years and have teenage children, a home together, and I love him. And yet I don't feel a sexual spark with him and the joy and flow that come from it. I'm now realizing how important this spark is to me. I'm in a state of deep prayer about what to do. My husband is a wonderful father and a very good friend to me, but I want more than that, and I don't think it's possible with him. We have a lot of love between us, and I don't want to do anything that would be damaging to my children or to him. Do you have any guidance?
As we do look upon the self of you and the difficult questions and the difficult arena that you do bring yourself into at this stage in your development and in the life of you and that of your children and of the husband, we would say that there is an aspect of the self of you that has yet to be tapped, so to speak, that has yet to have been met, that has yet to have been touched in a way that would allow for the self to know, I have touched the face of God through the body, through the aspects of the human touch, as the beauty, that which does and has been given as a gift to the humans to experience God through the partners of yourselves. And we would say that the aspect of the self that has not been touched fully and completely would be crying to be seen, would be crying to be met in a way that the woman of the self has been fully seen, has been fully known, has been fully brought into the fullness of the power and the presence of the feminine in this lifetime. And we would say that many have not had the experience of such. And we would say that for the large part of the areas of the United States and with many of the other nations that you would consider free, that this is a type of a plague within the women, those who have not allowed themselves to be fully expressed of the feminine nature, the sexual nature, of the deep burning desire to create the goodness in the world and in the family. We would say then that as you would notice that there is a lack of being touched within the self, there is the opportunity. There is that which can pull you forward to not deny the need and to not minimize the need and not to then make the desire as a badness. For many would think and say to themselves, I want and therefore I am bad. This is badness because it will create the pain within the family. And of course, as many of you would not want or wish to create the badness within the family. And so you would rather swallow the desire. You would rather deny that which is burning inside of yourself. We would say then, as you would allow yourself to feel this desire, this need, and this passion within the self to be touched quite deeply, then you would see that there are the opportunities, there are the various practices of the sexual and of the non-sexual, yet quite powerful and penetrating practices that would allow for the self to be recognized. And you would see then that once you would allow yourself and come to peace with the desire within the self, that you would then slowly seek out that practice, those practices that would allow for you to have the level of connection that you do seek. Whether you would seek them with the husband and extending the invitation to do the practices with himself, or whether you would decide then to have an alternate way of getting this aspect of yourself freed and brought into a level of awareness where you would feel the fulfillment you would desire. We would say then, as you would think to the self, the husband cannot go on the journey with myself, you would at the moment set those thoughts to the side and focus yourself on the desire of yourself, that which you wish to bring forward. And as you would allow for the passion to grow, we do see that the path that you would take would become more visible, have the lightness to it, and the sense that all will be okay, that the sense of if I fulfill myself, all others will suffer, that notion, that thought, that belief, that old paradigm that many of the women in this society do share, would in time be set aside so that there would be the fulfillment of all involved within the family unit. That what is good for one is truly good for all if it is truly in alignment with the inner self, the inner desire, and the inner goodness of yourself and many of the women who share the desire that you do have. Do you understand?